a report card on your teen's driving habits. General Motors has a brand new technology that'll introduce just that. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. New from General Motors is a technology that's just recently hit dealerships, and you can find it in the 2016 Chevrolet Malibu. It's a password-protected digital report card that provides parents with a rundown of their teen's driving habits. Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Marianne Beebe. She is a Chevrolet safety engineer and the brains behind the new teen driver technology. Welcome, Marianne.
Thanks for having me.
Now, let's take it back to the beginning. What was the genesis of Teen Driver? How did it start? How did it come about?
Well, Teen Driver is a technology that it was really a collaborative effort. There's a group of engineers here that, you know, we looked at the data out there and saw, as you know, teen drivers, the motor vehicle crashes, it's the number one cause of death for teens in the U.S., and we wanted to develop a technology that could make some kind of impact. So that's where we came up with Teen Driver, and it's a feature that helps parents to continue to coach and reinforce safe driving habits for their young drivers, even when they can't be in the car with them.
And how exactly will Teen Driver work? It's software that is part of the car. How will teens use it? How will parents use it?
The way that Teen Driver works is it's integral to the vehicle. You just locate the technology through the settings menu on your infotainment screen, and then it's up to the parent whether you choose to activate it or not. So parents, you register a key to be a teen driver key. So anytime the vehicle started with that key, the vehicle's smart enough to know that I've been started with a teen driver key, and then it automatically activates the feature. And a parent can go in, they create a teen driver PIN, so only parents can go into the menu and manage the settings and then view the report card.
Wow. So you can control certain settings and such. What kind of things can be controlled here?
So parents, they can set a speed warning, and that will give the teen an audible and a visual warning anytime the vehicle exceeds that preset speed that a parent can set. Parents can also limit the maximum audio volume in the vehicle, and that's to help keep our teens more focused on the road and more focused on driving. And then it also encourages seatbelt use, which I think is really great. Because unfortunately, which is really shocking to me, when you look at, compared to other age groups, teens have the lowest rate of seatbelt use. And when you look at teen fatalities in motor vehicles, half of the teens aren't wearing seatbelts. And that's, for me, it's a really scary statistic. I'm a parent, my girls aren't driving yet, but I think that's a scary thing for parents to hear. So we encourage teens to buckle up by muting the radio until the driver and the front passenger are wearing their seatbelts. And then advanced safety features, or active safety features as we call them, on the vehicle, like forward collision alert or automatic braking, those are automatically turned on. And these are features that could potentially help your teen avoid a crash, or at least lessen its severity. And then we have the report card.
Right. And talk a little bit more about the report card. What exactly, how does that work?
It's an in-vehicle report that gives parents some information on how their teen has been driving when they're not in the vehicle with them. And the report card is meant to be used as a teaching tool. It's meant to give some parents some information on how their, you know, their teen's driving behavior, but it's also an opportunity for teens to show that they've been driving responsibly as well. And you know, the information that we provide in the report card, we give things such as the distance driven, the maximum speed, the number of overspeed warnings your teen may have received, and then it also monitors the number of times certain active safety features were triggered, like forward collision alerts, for example. And it's a way for parents to have that communication with their teen and continue that teaching, even when they can't be in the car with their teens. And as their teens are gaining experience, you can sit down, look at the report card, and praise your teen for areas where he or she may be doing really well. But then it also gives you the opportunity to discuss areas where, you know, maybe your teen needs to work on some driving skills and developing safer driving habits.
This could potentially be a major system upgrade. Can we expect to see this become the standard eventually?
From our standpoint at Chevrolet and at more broadly at General Motors, mm-hmm. It is a technology that we plan to introduce to more and more vehicles. We think there's a lot of benefit to this feature, and it's something that we would like to offer on a broader range of vehicles. So, we really want to use vehicle technology to give parents yet another tool that they can use as they're helping to reinforce these safe driving behaviors with their teens.
Very good. Marianne Beebe, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember to check us out at WSJ.com/podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes, and follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcast. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.